Here in Antalya, where the ambitious theme of this four-day conference is all about extending cooperation to help forge a new era of economic, social, and environmental transformation among countries across the Global South, the new IPSA Fund report was a major talking point on the opening day. Here's Pule Isaac Melfain, ambassador of South Africa to Turkey.
We have quite innovative projects, in Africa, in Latin America, in the Middle East, and up to so far the fund has been doing quite well, and we hope that in the near future we will be able to double, the coverage of the support that we are providing.
The IPSA Fund, which is managed by the United Nations Office for South-South Cooperation, was established in 2004 and since then has supported projects through partnerships with local governments and institutions. Its objectives range from promoting food security and addressing HIV/AIDS to extending access to safe drinking water. Turkey is hosting the expo along with the UN Office for South-South Cooperation, or UNOSSC. Miguel Grivach de Pereira Franco is Minister Consular with the Brazilian Embassy in the Turkish capital, Ankara.
On the 11th of December, the inauguration of the Red Crescent Hospital cardiological wing and the Ata Habib Medical Center in the state of Palestine. These two projects, they illustrate the way that we work. A little bit with money, but with also technological capacity, communication, and other fields of this South-South cooperation.
The Ata Habib Medical Center was destroyed in 2014 during an Israeli offensive and now serves around 30,000 people. It's the only health facility on the eastern side of Gaza City. The fund hopes that its full reconstruction will help Gaza's recovery during what has been a period of humanitarian and political crisis and chronic power shortages for its beleaguered civilian population. Another way the fund operates is to help boost economic growth. In Sudan, it's piloted a work program for around 2,000 unskilled and semi-skilled young laborers. In Fiji, women are learning how to make and maintain their own so-called rocket cooking stoves so they can switch away from dangerous open fire cooking and learn more about adapting to climate change. And in Haiti, the fund's helping train teenagers to start their own businesses and enter the wider job market. Here's Brazil's Miguel Grivach de Pereira Franco again.
The South-South cooperation, based on what we have, we favor a broader view, a broader scope of this interpretation. We do not look for monetary accountability. For us, it's important the transfer of knowledge and the transfer of capacities in order to make this local population more independent of their own, to develop their own way, their own region, for their own good.
Here in Antalya, IPSA representatives are calling for greater efforts to combat poverty and hunger across the whole South and helping pinpoint practical ways of helping the whole world move towards the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. This is Laura Quiñones reporting from South-South Development Expo in Antalya, Turkey.